Welcome to the Business Results Program. This is how to transform yourself, your team, and your company to perform better and achieve higher results. Let's get started. I'm so happy you're here. My name is Pete Winarski, and I'm the CEO of Win Enterprises, LLC. Check out CompleteBusinessTransformation.com and look at the latest posts and resources we put there to serve you. I started this program because I want you to know that it doesn't have to be that hard. Business leaders like you struggle to get results, to build your team, to satisfy customers, to grow your business, and to stay sane in the midst of these crazy dynamics going on around you. My team and I have had full careers in business leadership roles, and we get it. We've had the same challenges as you, and we can share what we've learned, and we can make your life easier. In this program, I will be joined by various members of our team and other guests that I know can help you. We will offer new perspectives and share some of the secrets that you're just not hearing about anywhere else. The Business Results Program is your personal journey to improve yourself as you improve your company and achieve your most important goals and deliver the business results that make you and your team happy. Now, let's get to today's episode. Hey everyone, Pete Winarski here from Business Results Radio, the podcast for you right now. And I'm here with David Tweet, the other important leader from Win Enterprises, probably the more important one. So obviously, he and I make up the Win Enterprises senior leadership team. And welcome, David.
Hey, good morning. How was everybody?
Excellent. Thank you. So we're going through some podcast episodes today. We're increasing our frequency with podcasts that are kind of this around the special event of going on that's going on right now with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and you know, camping out in our own homes, remote working, and all of that. And a lot of people are like, okay, I was just thrown into this situation. I'm working from home, and I don't normally do that. And now I'm scratching my head trying to figure it out. So we have put together today's conversation is the top 10 list, and there may be a bonus or two that we throw in here, of things that you need to have in your office so that you can work remotely productively and with the lack of going crazy, right? We don't want you to go nuts. We want you to have fun, not go pull your hair out because you can't get stuff done or you're frustrated or whatever. So that's the context for today. So, David Tweet, let's start. What's the first thing? We'll just go back and forth a little bit. What's the first thing that you got to have?
Yeah, so the first thing is a good chair. I mean, a chair that keeps you in a good posture, that doesn't let bad posture kind of get in the way and affect your productivity.
Yeah, we talked recently on a video that we've done. Maybe you saw it, maybe not. I can't. We've done so many in the last recent few days. They're blending together. But I was expressing a story of where I thought it would be a good idea to put one of those portable tables and portable chairs, like those fold-up metal chairs, in the back of my car and set it up in a space that I had available. And it was probably the dumbest idea from a protecting your body and creating a good work environment. It's the sort of thing that if you were going to a picnic and you needed to sit there and eat for 10 minutes, that you could sit in that chair okay and it not bother you. But if you're trying to be productive all day long, it's a horrible way to go. Your
right.
Posture matters. So that's number one. Number two, I'll throw this one out. Task lighting. Now, I've got, my office, I flip the light switch. I've got lights here around me. In my overhead lights, right? And that works. But if you get on to, say, you're on video chats and things using Zoom or some other video tool, now all of a sudden, you're in the dark, or maybe you have this harsh light coming on your face. And maybe it doesn't matter because you're just talking with some of your workmates. But then what if, outside of video, sometimes, especially different times of day, there's just strange shadows in strange places. And so I've got a light that's right there. I turn it on. I don't have it on all day long. I turn it on when I need to just shine light on exactly what I'm doing. The reason light matters is you don't want to tire out your eyes, right? And these are little things you don't think about, but they're real. So avoid some eye fatigue. Make sure that you've got your light adequate so that you can see what you're working on. All right, David, number three.
Number three is a good writing surface. I have a desk. Pete, I know you have a desk. There are times where my daughter, she's working from home right now, going to virtual school, and she sits at the kitchen table. A good writing surface. What I would advise is it's not productive, from my experience, to sit on the couch. It has bad posture, it's really hard to write, and honestly, you probably only get half your work done.
You can just imagine all the chiropractors out there in the world, right, saying, what are you doing trying, you got the texting posture or the computer posture hunched over. That's why, all of these things combined kind of matter, where you get the good table surface at the right height, a chair at the right height, and now you've got better posture and you can actually write productively. Right. We've all lounged on the couch. I get it. We've all, I've like written notes to myself or journaled or whatever, sitting on the couch. And it does happen occasionally. Something you do for 10 minutes or even 20 or 30 minutes is totally different than if you're trying to get work done. So those are the first three, and they actually really matter. The next two kind of go hand in hand. The next one is a set of speakers, and that could be part of your computer that they're already embedded in there. But if you don't have them, or if you want better ones to hear better, you might plug in some external speakers. I actually have. I'm going to just share that these speakers that are on the wall behind my laptop that I could plug in, right? There's the speaker jack. I could plug it into the speaker jack, say Gateway 2000 on them. Now, that gives you an idea how long I've had them, because they came with the Gateway PC. Man, that had to be close to 20 years ago, I'm guessing, right? I mean, I don't think Gateway's been around for a long, long time. The speakers still work, and it's just a better sound. So, having the ability to have a conversation through your computer, whether it's VoIP type chatting, so you need the audio, or you include video with it, you've got to have the sound component somehow. So that's an important element. So having either the ones that are embedded into your computer, your laptop, whatever it is you have, or plug some in, you got to have speakers. Well, David, what's next?
Or to get very creative as well, is most people, who are listening to these podcasts, they have a cell phone.
That's right.
So if you don't have, good speakers, you don't have, a camera on your computer for doing those virtual meetings, here's an easy way to do it, is you load this app on your computer or on your phone, and you just run the meeting through your phone simultaneously as you're looking at your computer.
Yeah,
and clients, Pete, that do that as well.
Right.
And you know what? It works.
Yeah, they go side by side. And, I'm just thinking, because David and I scribbled out this top 10 list, and of course we came up with like 12 or 13. I'm going to just admit right off the bat that we did not include were your mobile phone and your computer. So let's just add those. So now you just got a top 12 list, or maybe those are bonuses. So it kind of goes without saying, yeah, you got to have your mobile phone close by because you are in a mobile world. You got to have your computer close by. And we've just been making assumptions that you already have them. So pretend those are the first two before the top 10 list. So we'll go with that. So after speakers, David, what's the next one?
Well, then it's, like I alluded to, it's the webcam. And a lot of computers have built-in cameras. So I'll tell you, Pete, why that's so important is, you know, from my personal perspective, I really enjoy getting together with the team. And when we can't do that, you know, there's a piece that is missing. So when we do Zoom calls, like we're doing right now, and we're able to look at each other face to face, you know, and have that human interaction, it makes this virtual workspace, work environment so much more enjoyable. So yes, you know, some computers may not have the web camera. And like I said, you can do it on your phone. You know, for those people that all have Apples, FaceTime, you know, it doesn't have to be Zoom. It can be WebEx. And there's a lot of virtual platforms out there that have apps. And guess what? Those apps are free. Yeah. So you don't have to spend a whole lot of money.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do a different one about what are some of the top apps to consider right now. But certainly David just mentioned, you know, FaceTime. And if you're in Facebook Messenger, you can video there. WhatsApp, you can video there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're kind of making an assumption that you want to see someone else, and you're, because you're isolated in your house, you see your family, but you're not communicating or connecting in person with anyone else at this moment, at least not from within 6 feet or 2 meters, right? So with that in mind.
Unless you're having a bad hair day.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
You have bad hair days.
Yeah, bad hair days are acceptable right now. You can put on a hat. But we are having meetings, and we are turning our cameras on, not just doing audio, because there's an extra element. We were just on a webinar a few minutes ago. We were participants to someone else's webinar, community that I'm part of with the Evolutionary Business Council. And there's a whole lot of people that live all over the world that I have not communicated and connected with in a long time. And I was able to see people eye to eye. And of course, we were doing within Zoom the chatting feature. We were chatting. Zoom is another app, of course, but chatting back and forth. Hey, Pete, really good to see you. Oh, hey, how's it going? You know, back and forth, a little bit of the chat. So seeing people connecting matters. And if you don't have a webcam on your computer itself, the Amazon.com, baby, there's some out there that are very inexpensive and worth. Just connecting up through your USB. So,
right.
All right. The next one, strong Wi-Fi. This is another one of those, oh yeah, that's kind of important. Because we're talking about, you know, your webcam and video chats and your phone calls and, you know, internet-based VoIP, voice over internet protocol, all this. How do you make that happen if you don't have a connection? So you've got to make sure you have an internet connection. That's another one of those, oh yeah, you know, why even bother mentioning it? It's so obvious. But many of you might have Wi-Fi, but maybe it's not a very strong connection. And so are you on the wrong end of your house, right? So that's a consideration for you. You know, if you, maybe you need a booster, you know, maybe you need to move your spot to closer to where the Wi-Fi signal is being transmitted from. But yes, you need Wi-Fi, but if your signal's not very strong and you're starting to drop things or whatever, and this isn't something you're used to, you might just need to change the location either of your, where you're sitting, or of the actual broadcast, Wi-Fi broadcast station. So, all right, next one.
So the next one is printer access. You know, as I'm working from home, to have my printer within arm's reach is so awesome. You know, you just, hey, I got it. I'm working on something. I need to print it out. You hit print, stand up, grab it, and keep going. Having it close to where your work area is a huge advantage. Now, if you can't do it, then what you've done is you've designed an exercise routine into your day. You know, that's not a bad thing. So to make yourself get up out of that chair and exercise a little bit is something that will actually help you be more productive throughout the day. So it's not the worst thing in the world if the printer is not close, but having access to a printer someplace is something that will really help you be productive.
Now, I know that there's a collective moan out there in the world from all of you people who study Toyota production system and all of the different waste and the waste of walking. We get it. We know. We are those people too.
Yes.
Here's an interesting dynamic. All of these things, there's choices involved. And the printer was right here an arm's length away. And it's also the same printer that everyone in the house is using to use Wi-Fi enabled printing. So my wife might be upstairs in the kitchen, or my son is in the dining room doing his schoolwork and they want to print something. And so I'm working away here. Like, we could be doing this, interviewing this and recording this podcast, and all of a sudden the printer kicks on. And I'd be like, you guys just printed something right next to me and I'm recording and blah, 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 right? So the printer is no longer right here in the office by design, you know, because it's shared. So it's a little bit more of a central location. Yes, I sometimes have to walk, but I'm also being a little bit more deliberate about, do I need to print it or not? So if you need to print stuff and that's helpful to your work style, we're not evaluating how many trees you're burning up and whatnot as you print and use paper. But if that is how you work productively and you need to have some things printed, having your printer handy and close by is important. All right. The next one. Okay, the next one is the concept of privacy. So if you need privacy, a door helps, or at least a way to communicate to the other folks around you, hey, now's the time for privacy. Now, for example, we're recording right now. My door is closed. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's good enough. I've had it where I was in here recording and all of a sudden my door opens. Someone who lives in my house makes a guest appearance on the podcast. And it's really not a big deal. So one of the things, obviously, in this environment that we're in today is chill out, relax. It's not a big deal. But if you do need some privacy, you know, in some cases you're having a conversation and it's meant to be a private conversation with someone on the other end. Maybe they're revealing all of their company secrets or their personal secrets or whatever the case might be. You want to have a privacy element to that. Close the door, right? Or if you just like, I got to get this done. I'm giving myself an hour and I got to just focus. You get rid of the other distractions like your mobile phone and turn your notifications off and then close the door, right? So a door, you know, some way to close off your space is what we're talking about here as another element. All right, David, next one.
So the next one is the ability to stand up once in a while you're working. And I'll tell you right now, as we're shooting this podcast, I'm standing here. My computer is right at the right height and I'm talking to you. Right over here, I have my desk. Here's where I sit. So throughout the day, I move. And the reason I move is to keep the circulation and to kind of break up the monotony. So the ability to stand and work, and if you could take a step back and look at what my computer's on, it's on two storage bins. So it doesn't have to be pretty and neat.
So
because people are not gonna judge you, they're gonna more appreciate if they see that, hey, you're standing part of the day. Yeah, it's sitting on two storage bins, no big deal.
Yeah, David and I are competing for the silliest configuration right now. He's got storage bins. I actually have a baker's rack, right? I've got this three shelf. It's probably a 3 foot, you know, 36 inch rack that, you know, clearly we could be sitting at our desks doing this right now. And what I've noticed for myself, this is, you know, what David just said is very real. Sitting and standing both help your fatigue. You keep your fatigue lower, you get blood circulating and whatnot. So if you have a phone call and it's a conversation and, you know, something like this, a Zoom call or a video call or a phone call, and you can stand and walk, do it. You know, build that in. And if you need to sit down and take notes, do that. But just having the ability with, it could be, you know, you don't need a Vera desk. You don't need any of these, you know, things that raise and lower and cost hundreds of dollars to fasten to the top of your desk. You don't need that. You might just need to go grab a box or two or a rack that, you know, you had books on it and now you got your computer on it. No big deal. All right. The next one, I'm going to add this in as a what I think is important. David, I know you do, and that's music. Now, we talked about speakers before, so have access to music as well. Now, of course, if you have your mobile phone and you have your music apps on your phone, whether it's Pandora or iTunes or whatever it might be, that's a perfect source. You could just run YouTube videos and find the music that you like, and then you get to decide the volume. David, I'm going to let you share your strategy related to music in a second. What I will sometimes do, and it's going to depend on what my brain needs, how much attention. So if I'm in a place where I'm like doing tasks that don't really need my mental cognitive focus on getting the wording just right. So if I'm writing, I don't want music on because I'll start singing the songs and I'll listen to the lyrics unless I turn it right down. But if I'm doing other things, man, I want music. I want it loud, man. I want to jazz it up, make the time go, and just make it enjoyable. So that's my philosophy. David, I know you have one too. Please share it.
Well, and Pete, like what you and I were talking about earlier, for me, I concentrate a whole lot better if there's background music. Now, I can't have words. So where you enjoy music with words, I cannot. So I have different selections of instrumental music that I listen to. You know, it can be anywhere from the classic, Mozart and Bach and Brahms and, all those guys, or clear over to the other extreme where it's just a grouping of sounds, like the sounds of nature. Okay. and I go from both extremes depending on what I'm working on. However, for me, if I have that music, I'm actually 10x more productive than if I didn't. So, but that's me, and that may not be you. So you have to do what's right for you.
Yeah, so I love the music idea at some level. Play with it. Our message here is these are our suggestions. These are our top 10 or 12 or 14, depending on how many we end up with. And just figure out what works with you. But if there's something that you hear us say that you haven't tried, try it and see how it works for you. So that was 10, folks. So now we're in the bonus round. So that was actually 10 plus the two, the mobile phone and the computer. So that's 12. So, bonus number one here is the extra paper and pens nearby. Now, why would I say that? That's another, does that seem obvious? I had a call earlier today and I grabbed my notebook. And I'm like, I'm on the last page. And so I had it, and thankfully I didn't need more than that one page, but that was it. If we're in the middle of the call and I'm anchored here and I don't have something within reach that I can just grab, then all of a sudden now I'm going to go dumpster dive to scrap paper and start writing things on post-it notes or whatever. So, just having something nearby, and the same thing with your pen. If you I've got a couple extra pens nearby. We actually were filming something and I wanted to grab my Sharpie. I'm like, where'd my Sharpie go? Right. Cause it wasn't right nearby. So if you're in a groove or if you're on a call and you're anchored to a spot and you're out of ink or you're out of paper, that puts you in a tough spot. So just have an extra one nearby. David, any other bonus ones?
So here's the last one that I want to share. And it's really about creating that environment that you find to be most productive. So, what I have in my office is I have just a inexpensive essential oil diffuser, right? And, periodically I'll have that thing turned on just to have a different smell going on in the office. Or, I have a candle that my daughter just gave me. It's called Confidence and Freedom. So
I love it.
You never know what other smells may be emanating through the house, and you want to just have your own kind of environment. So something to think about.
Something to think about. Environment is actually really important. And ideally, you're creating the workspace that you are finding yourself in. This is like now when you quote unquote go to work, you go to this corner of your house. So turn it into an environment that supports you. You've got to decide what that is. You can go to the extreme of recognizing, I'm going to put different colors on the walls. I'm going to hang things on the walls. What's the environment you want to create that's going to enable you to feel comfortable there, happy there? You don't want it to be, oh, I'm in the dungeon. You know, it's not even a man cave. It's a dungeon and I hate it here. Well, if that's what you have, then fix it. You know, do something about it. And if the reason it's a dungeon is because it smells like, you know, old feet, then burn a candle or something, right? There's a lot of things that you can do. So it's all about the environment. Obviously, we talked about music. That music is part of our environment too. So create something cool for yourself. Enjoy this process of somehow getting through working from home, working remotely. And I hope these tips helped you out today. David, any final word?
So I think, Pete, you really touched on it. And it is be open-minded, be creative, be flexible. And you know what? You will figure out what works for you to be very productive in this time of uncertainty.
Excellent. Well said. So computer, mobile phone, a good chair for good posture, your task lighting, a good writing surface, your speakers and your webcam, a strong Wi-Fi signal, printer access, a door or some way to create privacy, the ability to stand and work, some music, that extra paper and pens nearby, and some oils or candles, and some way to create your environment to support you. That's it for today. Business Results Radio, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Business Results Radio. Remember to share this episode on social media or directly with people you think would benefit from it. And if you are willing, subscribe to this podcast and give us a 5-star rating. Go ahead and do that now while you're thinking of it. I also want to invite you to visit businessresultsradio.com. And if you want to learn more about the Wynn Enterprises team or about the business consulting and mentoring services we provide, visit completebusinesstransformation.com. Thanks a bunch, and we will catch you again soon.